Today, we have an exciting lineup of topics in the world of AMD GPUs, Linux advancements, and the latest in AI technologies. We're diving deep into performance gains with the Ryzen AI Max, the new features in the AMD GPU driver for Linux 7.1, and even some intriguing developments around NVIDIA's ecosystem. Let's get started. Headline overview. 1. AMD's Ryzen AI Max Strix Halo sees significant performance boosts with the upcoming Ubuntu 26.04 LTS. 2. CentOS launches an accelerated infrastructure enablement group focused on NVIDIA AI factories. 3. K-Transformer 0.5.3 adds AVX2 support for mixture of experts models, improving performance on CPUs without advanced extensions. 4. The AMD GPU driver for Linux 7.1 introduces multi-SDMA engine optimization and a new idle state manager. 5. A fascinating story of modders resurrecting a damaged RTX 4090, showcasing the resilience of GPU technology. Deep dive, let's kick things off with the AMD Ryzen AI Max Strix Halo. Recent tests have shown remarkable performance gains, particularly with Vulkan and OpenGL performance, as we transition to the upcoming Ubuntu 26.04 LTS release. The benchmarks have evolved significantly since the original tests conducted on Ubuntu 25.04. The framework desktop, equipped with the Ryzen AI Max Plus 395 and Radeon 8060S integrated graphics, has shown impressive improvements. The upgrade to the Linux 7.0 kernel and Mesa 26.0 graphics drivers means developers can expect better performance in their applications. This is a game changer for developers focused on high-performance computing and AI workloads. The RadV Vulkan driver and Radeon SI Gallium 3D OpenGL driver optimizations are particularly noteworthy. If you're working with AMD GPUs, this is definitely a release to keep an eye on. Moving on, CentOS has launched the Accelerated Infrastructure Enablement, or AIE, Special Interest Group. This initiative is designed to provide a fast lane for integrating in-flight patches, specifically tailored to support NVIDIA's AI factories. While this may seem NVIDIA-centric, the implications are broad, especially for those of us in the AMD community. The AIE SIG focuses on optimized ARM64 Linux kernel builds and advanced networking capabilities, which can benefit various hardware vendors, including AMD. As this work flows back into Red Hat Enterprise Linux, it lays the groundwork for future AI developments across different ecosystems. The idea of a fast lane for integrating patches is crucial for keeping pace with the rapid advancements in AI hardware. Next, let's talk about K-Transformer 0.5.3. This framework has made strides in supporting Mixture of Experts (MoE) models by introducing AVX2-only inference support. This is particularly beneficial for CPUs that lack advanced matrix extensions, AMX or AVX 5112, making it more accessible for developers using current Intel Core processors. The new release also enhances NUMA-aware deployment, which is vital for optimizing performance in multi-socket environments. With lower idle CPU overhead and speculative decode enhancements, K-Transformers is becoming an essential tool for anyone working with large language models. If you're in the business of AI and ML, this update could significantly streamline your workflow. Now, let's shift gears to the AMD GPU driver for Linux 7.1. Recent updates have introduced multi-SDMA engine optimizations, allowing for faster buffer fills and memory migrations. This enhancement is particularly exciting for developers working with VRAM-heavy applications, as it exposes all available SDMA engines on the GPU, leveraging a round-robin scheduling policy. Additionally, the introduction of the DC Idle State Manager aims to optimize power consumption during idle states, which can be a critical factor in user experience. This is especially relevant for systems that frequently transition between active and idle states, as it helps mitigate potential power spikes and user lag. Lastly, I want to touch on a fascinating story from the modding community. A group of Brazilian modders has successfully resurrected a damaged NVIDIA RTX 4090 by disabling one of its memory channels, reducing its VRAM from 24 gigabytes to 20 gigabytes. They rerouted power rails and flashed a modified BIOS to bypass physical damage. This story not only highlights the ingenuity of the modding community, but also sheds light on the resilience of GPU technology. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the landscape of GPU technology continues to evolve rapidly. With AMD's advancements in driver support and performance optimization, a alongside the ongoing developments in AI and ML frameworks, there's never been a more exciting time to be involved in this field. The upcoming months will surely bring even more innovations, and I can't wait to see how these technologies will shape the future of computing and AI workloads. Stay tuned for more updates, and until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.